was war, tatsavitu vareniyam, pargudevasya limahi, yuyona prachodaya. Savitu vareniyam Bhargo devasya dimahi Diyo yona prachodaya Om Bhurbhu vasva Tat savitu vareniyam Bhargo devasya dimahi Diyo yona prachodaya Om Bhurbhu vasva Tat savitu vareniyam Bhargo devasya dimahi Diyo yona prachodaya Om Bhurbhu vasva Savitu vareniyam Bhargo devasya dimahi Diyo yona prachodaya
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. A very warm welcome this evening to the Meditation Show. My name is Andy Spragg from the Sangha House, and I'm going to be taking you through a couple of meditations. We're going to have some nice music and some, hopefully, I hope you'll find it interesting, some talks about Buddhist thinking. And actually, each of these shows, I examine different topics. And this evening, I'm going to take a look at this question of how long is a moment. Now, obviously, there's a whole bunch of answers that are probably coming up in your mind at the moment. And some of them, it sounds a pretty obvious question on the surface. But we're going to dig into it a bit. It's one of the most common phrases we hear relating to sort of mindfulness and meditation, to be in the moment, which, of course, is absolutely right. What does it mean to be in the moment? I've talked on the show before about the mind and its two primary abilities. And those two primary abilities are to be aware and to create. Now, you're probably thinking the mind can do a lot more than that. It can do loads of things. But pure awareness is where the mind connects to the world through the five senses. Plus, it's actually it has this ability to be aware of itself. In other words, it can be aware of thoughts flowing through the mind, the mental objects. It can be aware of memories appearing, and it can also understand and see the emotions that are being triggered by those things that are flowing through the mind. Then we have creating. And actually here the mind, well, essentially it can generate images, it can create plans, it can worry about things, it can have lots of regrets, etc. Essentially, it generates things that don't actually exist in the world. So actually the vast majority of what the thinking mind does is in that category, the creating factory, if you like, within the mind. Here's an interesting idea. Thoughts exist in the world because they are genuine experiences in the mind. They are happening, but the stories within them aren't necessarily true. The mind creates the stories. This could be a little bit tricky to get your mind around, but we can see a real world example. For example, a feature film. The idea of a feature film exists in the world. There are lots of feature films, but the story within those feature films is entirely fictitious. And we can see our thoughts in this way. A thought exists in the mind. It is a real world thing, but the story within it isn't necessarily true. And the creating side of the mind can create these stories that then flow through the mind as thoughts. So actually, our awareness state can experience the world around us and also experience our internal world as these mental objects flow through the mind. Now, in meditation, we use both abilities of the mind, but our starting point is awareness. I'll come on to how we use the creating side of the mind a little later, but we need to start with awareness. When the mind is in the awareness state, it is literally in the moment. But what is a moment? A moment could mean a length of time, and I think it's fair to say that most of us think a moment is a fairly short length of time. In a way, you could say it's a brief moment in our lives. Now, that's an interesting point, because the Buddha expressed we're actually only alive in the current moment. A previous moment is just a memory. The next moment is a plan, an aspiration, etc. The only time we're actually alive is right now. And the Buddha gave his view of how long a moment is. He said that we're actually only alive for 1/64th of a finger snap. That's pretty short. Now, these days, we know a great deal about the human brain, and we know it typically runs at frequencies of between 40 and 100 hertz, beats per second, if you like. However, neuroscience doesn't really tell us about the experience of mind and meditation. It doesn't tell us what it's like to experience mind. Another analogy for you here. Imagine a mechanic who works on cars all of his life, but he never takes his test and he never drives. Now, although that mechanic knows the intimates, the inside and out of how a car works, he'll never know what it's actually like to drive it. Awareness of mind is very much like this. So knowing the constituent parts of what the brain does doesn't reveal to us the nature of mind. For that, we have to experience it. And experiencing a moment is like this. Each of us experiences a moment fully and completely. And only we can. Nobody else can experience our moment. We're going to dig into this now with a nice meditation called the body scan. Those regular listeners to the show will know I always start with this meditation. And I recommend if you're going to do your own practice, you do the same, because it does exactly this. It pulls you into the present moment, ready for whatever meditation is going to follow next. So we're going to experience it. We're going to focus on the body. We're directing the mind to apply pure awareness. Now, we've got to be quite fixed in this approach, to be gently vigilant of when that creating side of the mind cuts in. So how will that arise? Well, things like expectations will appear in the mind. Our mind will start to tell us what it thinks we should be feeling, or perhaps critiquing us for not feeling enough. Thoughts unrelated to meditation will crop up. So we just let all of these things go. We notice them, and then we turn our awareness back to the body, pure awareness. So as we travel through, you're going to be looking for true experiences, feelings. What can you feel in the area of the body as I talk you through it? You need to be set up nice and comfortable in your seat, and make sure nobody's going to disturb you. Let your friends and family know this is your time. Okay, I'm going to play some nice music while you set your seat up, and I'll be right back after this.
Oh,
So hopefully you are in a nice comfortable position now and you're not going to be disturbed. We're going to do our first meditation. We're going to be examining this subject of the moment, going through the body, using the body scan from the top of the head to the tips of the toes. As we travel through, you are going to be directing your experience to the feelings you feel in the body. Okay. So just getting yourself into a nice comfortable posture now. Relax down, letting yourself settle. Just tune into your experience, your space around you. And take a couple of nice deep breaths, and on the out breath, just a feeling of letting go. Okay, take your awareness to the very top of your head, the surface of the scalp. See what you can feel, see what you can find across that surface, nice and gently, just exploring. You might pick up a gentle tingling. See what you can feel. A degree of honesty is needed here. So if you don't feel anything, that's what you're feeling. But tune in, find out, investigate. Now bring your awareness into your face, exploring for sensations through the face. Normally we see our faces in the mirror. Here you're experiencing your face from the inside, feeling sensations, and look gently for tension, and if you find it, let it soften. So we're moving down through the body, and as we travel, you can see yourself building up a picture of your body as if it's a cloak of awareness that's gradually draping itself over you. You're building up that picture piece by piece as we travel through the body. So working down, you might be able to feel sensations in the ears, maybe temperature. See if you can feel one ear more than the other. We travel down to the base of the skull and the neck, the throat. And then you come into the shoulders. There may be lots of tension here, so see if you can release it, let go. The more we soften and relax, the more still we become, and the more we can feel. Now take your awareness down your upper arms, over the elbows, down through the forearms, and down into the hands and the fingers. Feel as much as you can. You may find there's lots of sensation in the hands and the fingers. Thousands of individual feelings, little flecks of energy. Just feeling all of that. Travel back up into the chest, into the heart area. Take a look here. Sensations, emotions. The heart area is the center of our emotional feeling. Not the thoughts associated with them, but the actual emotion energy itself. Take a look, see how you feel. Stay away from thoughts, just experience. Imagine you don't even know the names for your emotions. You can just feel. Come back out and explore your spine and your back, the shoulder blades, and working down, feeling the muscles either side of the spine, down into the base of the back, kidney area. Just experiencing the sensations there. And we arrive down in the sitting bones, settling into the seat. Enjoying the feeling of being drawn down towards the earth through the seat. A real feeling of letting go here. And we take our awareness down the legs, down the thighs, the hamstrings, all the time relaxing and letting go. Down into the knees. You can explore the kneecaps and behind the knees. Working gently down through the shins and the calf muscles. Down through the ankle bones. And into the feet. Lots of sensation again in the feet. Just feeling that. Now we can gently bring all of these thousands of sensations together, a collective experience of your whole body and your emotional content sitting in your space. Really enjoying being content to just sit, experiencing all of that. Gently notice if the mind kicks in, if it tries to pull you away. And just come back to the body and your experience of this present moment. Just sitting, feeling pure awareness. I'm going to play some music now. I suggest you stay sitting, just enjoying being fully present. I'll be right back.
Allahu Akbar.
So during that meditation, you may have found the mind occasionally racing ahead, trying to pull you perhaps quicker through the body, and you had to pull it back. Now that's not unusual. Our experience of meditation is very much like this. But with practice, you will find that you can start to be content to sit with your current experience wherever you are. It gets interesting when we start to contemplate the nature of a moment. As we said earlier in the show, Buddha expressed we're only alive for this very moment, and the indication he gave for how long that moment was, 1/64th of a finger snap. During the meditation, you might have tried to fully focus, fully and completely, on seeing how long you could hold your attention for in the single experience. And when we do this, we begin to see, actually, that the experience of life is a little bit like frames in a film. We're constantly moving to the next moment. And the Buddha felt those moments were around 1/64th of a finger snap. One of the reasons he placed so much emphasis on awareness of the present moment was that realization that we can actually only affect our lives through any form of action in that present moment. So we take our material decisions and put them into action within that brief moment of time, and then we move on. Each and every moment of our lives is therefore exceptionally important, and through mindfulness, we can become aware of each and every one of them. And the Buddhist path is about then ensuring that we act skillfully and wholesomely in a way that nourishes us and our world around us, actually. When we meditate, it can seem at first very frustrating. It's almost as if the mind is conspiring against us. It's trying to pull us away all the time, away from that present moment. Now, in truth, this is mental habits that we've built into the mind during our lives. It started very early on when we were babies, actually. And because of this idea of a sense of self, we've developed a habit of protecting and nurturing this self. Unsurprisingly, really, it's perfectly human. But if we're going to make progress with meditation, we need to learn some new habits. And a key habit is being comfortable and content to rest fully in the present. When we discover the ability to rest in the present, we discover just how comfortable a rest and restful place it is. You also start to discover that many of the things you were worrying about, well, they really weren't that important because they're not in the moment and therefore they can't touch you. After all, you are only alive in this moment. There's something wonderful that emerges about enjoying the mystery and wonderful surprise of not actually knowing what's going to happen in the next moment, and to be thoroughly okay with that. That is the manifestation of this type of practice. Even the thoughts in our head take us forward, such as, for example, planning. A planning thought or a worry thought. The thoughts themselves are happening right now, but as we said in the first part of the show, the story within them says something different, and that story pulls us forward. It pulls us out of the present moment. But those planning thoughts, those worrying thoughts, they are flowing through the mind now, and we can observe them without getting drawn into their stories. We spend a great deal of our lives waiting for things or rushing for things. But as soon as we notice those waiting or rushing thoughts or mental states, well, actually, by definition, we're right back in the present moment. Memories, they give us an impression that they are taking us back in our lives somehow. Now, memories are useful as they inform us in a great deal in how to help with our future moments. But actually, a memory is in itself flowing through the mind right now. Again, if you notice the memory for what it is, just a mental object, you are back in the present moment. When we practice in this way, these mental objects which pull us away, well, actually, they just evaporate, they lose their power, and we're left instead with pure experience of what's happening right now. And we can then connect more deeply with our experience. My advice here, when you sit to meditate, don't go looking for deep insights or blissful experiences. Don't go looking for some process to reveal hidden psychic experiences. Don't go looking for colours or visions, because these things, they're all expectation, what the Buddha called delusion. Just another mental object which pulls us away. This is the mind taking us away from the present moment again. When we chase these types of things, looking perhaps for some magic in life, we are actually drawing ourselves away from the present moment. The very magic we are looking for is hiding in plain sight in this present moment. If we go looking for magic, we pull ourselves away from that deep place of contentment. So we're going to do our second meditation now, the mindfulness of breathing. We're going to use this, each breath, to mark our life in its fullest extent. Try to hold on to each breath. Not literally, I don't want you to hold your breath, but to really appreciate that each breath is marking your life in this moment, right now. Every single one is so important. I'm going to play some music and then I'll lead you through a nice meditation.
عندما تزداد
settle yourself down again, back into your seat. We're going to do the mindfulness of breathing, and we're really going to go into each and every meditative moment in our life through this meditation. Every single breath is going to be important. Okay, so settle yourself down, relaxing into your seat again, and gently close your eyes, gaze slightly downcast. Now just take a moment to tune into those same experiences that you felt in the first meditation. So become aware of your body, become aware of all those sensations in it. So again, we're just sitting with our feeling of the body, awareness of the world around us, feeling ourselves sitting in our seat with our emotions inside. Just coming into that experience. Softening and relaxing in the body, we feel everything. Let sounds come passively to you, just accepting fully and completely your experience of this moment. And now gently we become aware of the breath. You probably notice it first high in the rib cage, with the chest rising and falling as you gently breathe. And just pay attention to that sensation of the breath. Feeling each and every breath, not controlling the breath in any way, just letting it be. Just deeply going into the experience of breathing. As you sit and follow the breath, just notice if the mind introduces any expectation of how it thinks the breath should be, and let that go. Just fully experience the breath exactly as it is. Notice if distracting thoughts come up that try and pull you away. Perhaps planning for the rest of the day or memories of last week. Whatever the nature, whatever the mental objects that flow, just notice them and let them go. Come back to the breath. Thank you. we gently become aware of the full path of the breath, where it enters the nose, travels down through the throat, down through the chest, and gathers in the belly, and then uncurls and flows back out. So now, just explore the full path of the breath with your experience. Just awareness of sensation of the breath, exactly as it is. Each breath, you're fully in the moment, appreciating your life here, right now. Gently breathing, gently vigilant of when the mind is trying to pull you away. Just come back to the breath, the experience of the breath. Each breath, marking our life in its entirety, right now. The previous breath is just a memory, the next one is a plan or an aspiration or a worry. Just live fully and completely in this breath. Letting go of all aspects of the creating side of the mind, we just sit with pure awareness of the breath in this moment. All those thousands of sensations we felt in the body. As we breathe, we can tune into these to see how the breath changes them. It affects the sensations in our hands, in our face, in our feet, the whole body breathing, just experiencing this, looking for genuine sensation as we gently breathe. sitting here content, just to be with the breath, be with the body. Nothing else matters right now. You are fully alive in this moment. Just feeling this. Relaxing your concentration, bringing your awareness back into your space. We can gently set an intent that will take this practice of living in the present moment fully and completely out into our week. Like ripples in a pond, we make a difference. Om Mani Padme Hum. You've been listening to Andy Sprague, and this is Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM with the Meditation Show. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I hope you've got something out of it and you're feeling nice and relaxed. I will be back again very soon. You take care. Bye for now.
Allah.